I just saw a picture of myself posted on Facebook from 36 years ago. One of my classmates from Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion, put online for all to see the photo of our ordination class. That it just showed up in my Facebook feed took me by surprise. With no warning, I saw my younger self staring back at me from my computer screen. Back then, oh, I had hair. Lots of hair. And though 36 years have passed since I was ordained, I still have memories of that day when the title Rabbi was bestowed on me. When folks started calling me Rabbi, it was like a suit that didn't fit quite right. I wasn't used to it. It didn't feel natural. It was foreign, as if someone was talking to somebody else. Now, 36 years later, when I hear someone call out Rabbi, I turn around. In fact, I think more people know me as Rabbi than they do by my name. Oftentimes, I'm referred to as that Rabbi or the Rabbi. I can't help but wonder what my younger self was thinking the day of ordination. I doubt back then I was thinking about 36 years into the future. I have to imagine I was just hoping that the congregation I was starting, Beth Adam, would be around and able to employ me for a few years. Well, Beth Adam has been around for more than just a few years now. I've been the rabbi here since being ordained in 1981, and now I'm the longest-serving pulpit rabbi in Cincinnati. I never could have predicted any of those things. I'm pleased that I bumped into that photo. It brought back memories. But more, it was an affirmation that the future is not predetermined, and the scripts of our lives are being written every day by the opportunities we have and the choices that we make. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.